You're listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Okay, so I'm backstage at the end of the Demo Factor 2014 with Chris and Jocelyn. I'm going to start with you, Chris. How do you feel the return of Demo Factor has been received tonight?
Well, personally, I'm really glad it's back. I think it looked good. I think so. NSR and everybody else who've helped, the SRA executive and everything, have done a really good job. It's a show. It's a really good show, and it looked good. And there was loads of people in the room, and it was a bit scary as a judge. I know people don't believe me, but it's actually that first moment when you sit down and you look across and you see everybody. It's quite daunting. It ran so fast, and it was so quick, and it was over before you knew it, and I'm really glad it's back. I think it's a really important thing.
Jocelyn, first time as a judge.
Yeah.
What was the experience like?
But you know, it was an absolute honour to be asked by Chris North, because in my radio world, he is a legend. And I don't mean that he's really old and has been doing this for many years, Chris. What I mean is, when it comes to talent, this is the first guy that I trust when it comes to telling me who he thinks will be the next best thing. So to be asked to join his panel was an incredible honour. And then secondly, as the lady who pilots End Up On My Desk at Radio 1, what I found was great was the volume of people you could go through, and also the fact that they were identifying you know, what they needed to do to make their demo better. I think when you get that message through, you're on to a winner.
Okay, so as someone who has to sort through all the pilots that land in the Radio 1 desk room, how does it measure up to the kind of pilots which you have to deal with?
So we probably got through about 20 demos tonight, roughly, and we at Radio 1 would probably pilot 4 to 6 people every 2 months. So tonight, being able to get through that many people with a lot of positive things for them to work on was a really good feeling for me, actually, because you imagine that piloting isn't my day-to-day job. We do we run a radio station, essentially, and looking for the next talent is obviously next on our list. But you know, I could probably get a pilot and have it in my inbox for several weeks before I'm able to physically have the time to respond. So to actually have 2 hours allotted to stand there with 4 other people in the industry where we're all looking for very different things, I don't know, it kind of felt like I was just cleansing myself by able to get out all these thoughts. But you know what really excited me was the fact that we've had an entire day of sessions with Ben Cooper, Reese Hughes, other members of my boss team, sort of really illustrating what they look for in a pilot. And then this evening we always had people that had put in a pilot days, weeks ago. And I would really love to go back for day 2 of Demo Factor and to sort of give those guys 24 hours to have taken on board that feedback, because that would have made it a little bit more tricky for us, I think, to really get into some nuts and bolts.
Radio 1 and 1 Extra is obviously, as a fairly young audience, is it very imperative to get these presenters who are very in touch with that audience coming through student radio to be able to get them through Radio 1 and bring in those fresh ideas?
Well, you kind of summed it up really nicely when you said about how they're in touch with that young audience, and so we're chasing that young audience. So you can be any age as long as you know what that young audience want to hear. So being a student, you've got a massive advantage, and just think, use it. When they try to imitate what a national network is, it falls flat for us, because we need them to reinvent what we're going to sound like in 5-10 years time, and that's so important for me. So tonight I wouldn't have necessarily chosen was it George that went on to win the absolute title? If it had been a Radio 1 prize, I would have gone Alex. I think, you know, for me, stronger storytelling as opposed to music connection. I think that's what's great about the panel, is that, you know, we've all spotted people tonight that we want to take on a mentor, and they're all different, and we're not chasing the same people either, so we can all help each other over the next few years, and that's why I love being part of Demo Factor.
So finally, Chris, Demo Factor 2014 is over. Demo Factor 2015 seems like it's on the cards. What can we expect? Can we expect a similar lineup, a similar format? What are your thoughts?
If the Student Radio Association and its delegates and its members want Demo Factor to come back, we will come back. Who those 5 people are, hopefully it'll be us 5. I have done this for a while, and it's obviously very dear to me, but I have nothing to say say bad about what we did in the past. I just think that it got a reboot, and it was a really positive reboot, and actually I think it's really the sort of start of something new. If the other four judges want to be part of the panel, then happy days. I might be on holiday, who knows. If the presenter wanted to come back, if the Student Radio Association wanted the presenter to come back, it's, I think, sometimes down to them. But I actually felt today, as we stand here tonight, when everybody else is upstairs getting really drunk, I actually felt that was really good, and that was really good fun, and I think we all enjoyed it. I think Adam did a brilliant job. I think the judges were brilliant. We all had a bit of a laugh. Vicky was Vicky. Rob was Rob. Jocelyn brought a bit of gravitas to the situation, thank God. And Paul Sylvester, frankly, has just out-camped me and also outdone me in the sense that he's the hardcore judge. And happy days. Frankly, go back to the Student Radio Association and say, do you want us?
To hear more,
go to studentradio.org.uk.